boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
What part of your body, like, seriously determines the rest of it is going to be freezing cold? I kind of just assumed this was universal for everybody, and it was your feet. Like, if your feet are cold, the rest of you is frozen. That's for me. Like, right now, my ankles and my feet are cold, which means now my entire rest of my body is. Mm-hmm. And that's why I work here. I always have a space heater just on my dogs. Because I'm cooking them up. It's hot dogs. Because if my ankles are cold, I'm frozen. But apparently it's not universal, because I was talking to neighbor man and he was like, oh, I'm so cold because my head is cold. Because dude's bald. Which apparently means the rest of his body is.
I like kind of agree with all of this. I don't know if I have one specific thing. Not my ankles. I would say if my toes are cold,
then you're cold.
I'm cold. If my hands or fingers are cold, then I'm freezing. I normally have my space heater.
Have it on your like torso area.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because I like to put my hands in front of it. Or if I had to pick one other thing that if it's cold, it makes me cold, my nose.
Oh my God, you're a cat.
Thanks.
Does your cats not like just cover their nose? They'll totally just be sleeping, but they're like, gotta cover my nostrils.
Yeah.
You are a cat. Oh my God, was that what you were in the before life?
My past life.
Yes.
That explains why I'm so grouchy. Least favorite thing of the weekend. Sorry to be a downer.
That guy. That's you every day.
I know, and I know a lot of people were excited about this, but the guy on Netflix who climbed a skyscraper, I can't look at the clips of it. It's making me ill.
That's because, do you think that's for everybody or because of your fear? I don't think we've really talked about your fear, to be honest, a lot on this show.
Both. I have seen a lot of people saying like, oh my gosh, people's hands were shaking watching this guy who live streamed on Netflix climbing a 101-story building, I think, in Taiwan. I can't even look at the clips because not only am I afraid of heights, very much so, I'm afraid of large buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to stand next to them. I don't like to look up at them.
So locally, like the Alliant Energy building.
Ooh.
She could not look up.
No shade. It's too big. You know? I have been to the building, whatever it is in Chicago.
What about our toilet brush? Is that too tall for you? The Cedar Rapids toilet brush?
I don't know if I've ever stood next to it and looked up at it. Like the arch in St. Louis, nightmare fuel. I'm like sick just thinking about it. So all of these clips, I'm like unwell. He did it with no harness.
I heard. Yeah. I'm like, how do you climb anything without a harness?
How did he get down?
I hope there's not video of it.
Well, I haven't watched because I can't make it through like a second.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Have you ever thought about if your partner was in deep trouble, would you snitch on them?
I'd like to think I'm very loyal and I would not.
We're going to test that.
Okay.
Because there's some TikToks going around, kind of like testing at what point would you break? The situation is, if your boyfriend or your girlfriend is wanted by the FBI, at what point are you caving in at different levels of bribes, I guess I would say?
From the FBI.
From the FBI. So we'll do our version first. If you were sat in a room, your boyfriend, neighbor man for you, curly for me, was wanted by the FBI.
Okay.
What level are you snitching? Level one, strawberry milkshake.
No.
Tempting, but I won't do it. Level two is a Sharpay puppy.
No, I've got plenty. We're good.
Level three.
What about you?
Okay. No, it's cute. I would pet it. That's it. Level three, pink PS5.
No.
No. Level four, $1,000 in steakhouse vouchers.
I've had a lot of steak. I'm good.
Think about a Texas Roadhouse roll and how many I could get, but I'll stay strong. Level five, high-tech gaming PC.
Don't need it.
No. Level six, Louis Vuitton handbag.
No.
I would also agree. Nah. Level seven, $100,000 cash in a briefcase.
God, that's a tough
one. I might
one.
Cave at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that pays a lot of my debt, you know, and then some. You know, I could get a car on top of that, you know. Man. Well, but here's where I'm like, can I ask the FBI how many more layers? Because so
Probably
far, your
not.
Bribes suck.
No. I would assume they're not going to be like, but wait, there's more. Like, that's not
where I'm going to be like, okay, if you're offering me this now, what more can I get? So I'm gonna back out. I'm going to risk it. No
I
deal.
Think I probably would have taken
really?
The 100%. Level 8 would be a luxury penthouse.
And that might be where I might stop there.
Well, that's the final offer. Otherwise, I don't know if they're just putting you into witness protection or what.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Apparently, I was the problem in the kitchen last night while trying to make dinner.
Isn't that normally how it goes? You're just not the cook.
That is correct. And it's funny because anytime I think I'm going to cook, I don't think. Anytime I say I'm going to cook dinner, I play dumb every time. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how to cut chicken. And then I let him take over.
Right.
Last night, we were going to do this really great sweet potato recipe that you gave me, that you got off of Pinterest.
It's a great recipe.
So I thought it would be teamwork for me to tell him what to do each step.
Because I texted you the link.
You did. And I didn't forward it to him. So I was like, okay, I'm going to tell him when to cut the potatoes, when to add the green peppers and red peppers and things like that. But halfway during the recipe, I got a call. So I was severely distracted with the phone call. And I just was like, fine, just like, I'm like trying to motion him, like, look at the recipe. I'm on a phone call. He told me after that, he's like, don't you ever make me do a recipe and not just give me the recipe.
Yeah, I feel a little bit of responsibility for that.
Well, start texting him the recipe.
I don't even know. Yeah, I feel like I need to just bypass you now because not only are you going to probably also be scrolling on TikTok while you're trying to make the dinner.
You're right.
You're not going to help.
I'm not. Okay, so anytime I tell you, oh, that looks like a good recipe, you should forward that to me. I'm going to need you to text my assistant, neighbor man.
I'm sure he'd really appreciate to hear that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't know about you, but I saw lots of videos over the weekend because the entire Midwest is completely frozen over right now. And I don't want to say I'm jealous of the people who have more snow than us, but I am a little bit jealous. Because have you seen people making snow ice cream?
No.
So not actually...
But you never did that in school?
Well, I'm not talking about eating snow. They like take a bowl outside and they sprinkle salt and then put the metal bowl on top of it in the snow because that makes some sort of reaction that makes it really cold. And then they stir like heavy whipping cream and vanilla and they make ice cream.
You never made snow ice cream at school, though?
I don't think so.
Really?
No, I don't think
so. Oh, we did this in elementary. Kind of the same thing you're talking about, right? But we had it in like a tin can and then all of us kids sat on the ground and we just like rolled it back to each other because it needs that like you were saying, stirring.
Like whisking, yeah.
So we just sat there. We were just... You know, rolling the tin can, and then we got to enjoy ice cream. What?
Well, can we
do
that?
Is our educations different?
Well, I don't know. I'm like, why didn't I get to do that?
They were actually teaching you.
I don't think I'm convinced they were. I got the option this weekend to go out on a little dinner date with my boyfriend, Curly, or to go to Costco.
You know what? I was about to dog all over this.
I chose Costco.
But it's Costco. Like, if it was Sam's Club or Costco, I just love buying a bulk, man.
Dude, how
did nothing get you more excited?
I'm saying.
Than a bulk of toilet paper? I mean, come on now.
You're reading
my
mind.
Your toes are curling, aren't they?
Yes, I'm telling you. I mean, he's been wanting to go out to dinner, which we don't do all that often. We're very much cook-at-home people. He's like, oh, we should really do this. And then he finally was like, or we could go to Costco. And I'm like, sold. Let's do it. Oh my god, and we weren't even after anything. I was really excited to see what kind of snacks I could buy in bulk. But then I realized something while we were there, which made it less romantic, which is they had somebody in the store, like, you know, trying to sell something. Basically, he was doing his job. He was in the home section, near the like bathroom appliances. I would say, and we're shopping and he stops us and goes, excuse me, you two, if you could upgrade your bathroom right now, what would you choose? Shower, walk-in shower, or a tub? My boyfriend Curly looks at me and he goes, well, probably a tub. And I go, I'm sorry, we rent. What are we doing? And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry, sir. We actually rent. And I'm like, what are you? If I wasn't here, were you going to walk out of here with a bathtub?
He probably would have. The men can be convinced into anything. They really can.
All fun and games until he got completely confused as to where he was at.
He's not allowed to go.
I like what, I mean, he knows that was my answer, so I suppose that was the romance of it all.
The next time he considers this as a date, drop you off at Costco. Let you do it yourself, because clearly he can't handle it. And you know what? It's still going to be hot. Your toes are still going to curl. And we're getting way too old if we're saying crap like this.
Oh, God, isn't it sad?
No, you didn't miss anything. I'm still not engaged. Just waiting and waiting. Still waiting.
Not bitter.
No. But I'm like, you know what? I know he's got one. It should hopefully happen this year. I'm going to get the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. Like, we have things to do, people to talk to. Mm-hmm. I'm not waiting anymore.
Right.
So I went to the Eastern Iowa wedding show yesterday to plan our wedding.
And he went with.
He did. He did.
Well, that's important. It would be a little more sad if you went by yourself.
Because you know what they'd be thinking? They'd probably be like, I don't know if she ever is going to get a ring. She's like one of those people that buy the dress. Before
right.
they even have somebody.
The man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank God he was there. But every single vendor would be like, okay, so when's your big day? Or mm-hmm. do you know where your venue is? And you know how awkward it's to answer those questions when you have the answer to nothing?
So how did,
okay,
and how did you?
And then some of them wanted you to give them the date. So we just said March 31st of next year, which is a Wednesday. And if anyone put two and two together, the likelihood we're getting married on a Wednesday is slim
to none.
That's
hilarious.
But that's what we put.
Yeah.
We said March 31st next year.
Otherwise, did you say, well, we're actually, did you tell anybody you weren't actually engaged
well,
yet?
When they were like asking us a little bit more, I would be like, oh, this is such a funny story. And I look at him and I go, he has a ring. He just hasn't done anything yet. So TBD.
Oh, my God. Put him on blast?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But you know what? A lot of them would give him slack. And they're like, ah, oh, it's fine. It was just the thought that really counts. I'm like, yeah, the thought is that he has no thought.
I don't know if this was good for you.
Yesterday, I won a grand prize at the Eastern Iowa wedding show. But there's a problem. Well, you pointed out I'm still not engaged. That's,
well,
that's
mean,
problem that, number one. That's obvious. Problem number two. Problem number two is that when they called me to tell me I won the grand prize, I was so drunk. It's not even funny.
Dear God.
Okay, let me back it up. So at the show, part of our tickets, we got a free mimosa.
Right.
Okay, so I was like, well, the party's already started.
Oh, my God.
Let's keep it going.
Right.
So we're making dinner. I'm drunk. I'm gone. I don't even know what universe I'm on anymore. And then I get a call, like twice, from a number I did not know. And I turn to my boyfriend, Amber Man. I'm like, I'm not answering phone numbers I don't know. He goes, you literally gave out your number to so many people you don't know.
Yeah, because they have a lot of like registered win
yes.
type things.
He's like, answer the phone. So I did. And they were to tell me that I won the grand prize. She went on and on about the grand prize. I have no idea what I won.
Oh, no.
Because I was not very functional when she called me.
Right. How did this conversation, were you just like, uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, literally yeah. the entire time.
Okay.
And I just know that I have another call tomorrow to secure something. I don't know. Do I explain to her that the first call I was totally gone and I don't recall any of this? Or do I just act normal?
I'm concerned what you said, because did you even claim the prize? Did you say, wow, this is crazy because I'm not even engaged? And then she's like, well, wait a minute now.
Wait a minute. I don't know, Taylor. I know nothing. Other than I just had a few little white claws, too many.
And it's ended in a grand prize that you don't know what it is.
I was just telling you that I won a grand prize at a wedding show yesterday. And then off the air, you and I were talking about, you know, normally you feel like you're not lucky, you know, like I never win the lotto, things like that. Only other thing I won in my life was like on the 9 o'clock most requested back in the day with Chris Jackson. I know. I was a kid. I was so excited. I won Colonel's tickets. Have you ever won? Are you lucky or unlucky person? Have you ever won before?
I think I just don't try, you know?
Okay, that's the problem.
I know.
You can't win if you don't try.
I got to take more chances. I think the only thing I've ever won, and I'm really thinking hard here, was back in college, okay?
Oh, dear God.
In my party girl phase. I won a $100 gift card to, like, the freshman bar in Iowa City.
Is it called the freshman bar?
No.
That's where the freshmen go.
It was like, I'm not going to, like, down on them or nothing, but it's like the dirty.
Oh, okay.
Freshman, like, drunk bar.
Okay, okay.
And I found out because they posted about it on Facebook. You're like, congratulations
to Taylor.
Taylor Schmaler. You just won $100 to come use at this bar. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't even claim it. That was the worst.
Taylor!
Because I was so embarrassed.
One of my favorite parts about coming home from a day is I love to complain about it to my boyfriend, neighbor man. I'll be like, you won't believe this person cut me off in traffic. Or you won't believe what Taylor emailed me. You know, things like
that. I love the debrief.
Right? Well, Friday, we left, and I went and I shopped till I dropped to get me through the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I finally went to pick up my boyfriend, neighbor man. I'm like, I want you to act like a girly pop when I give you the haul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in return of that, I will give you a 1 minute or less debrief of my day. Because normally it takes me 20 to 30 minutes to debrief the entire day. You know, I'd be telling him,
she's
like,
dramatic.
I am. And he's like, bet. I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can complain or debrief your day in 1 minute or less. I did it. 46 seconds on the clock. And that's how long it took me. But I did talk like I was, oh, what are the people that are like $5, $10, and they like
an auctioneer.
I sounded like one of them. I don't know if he caught anything about my day, but at least I don't think he cared.
I don't think he cared.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
With Valentine's Day around the corner, obviously, a lot of people expect some sort of romantic, thoughtful gesture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to the queen of it, okay? I don't know why you just got an attitude with me. Like, it's my job to buy you flowers and chocolate.
Literally, why are we doing this show if you don't do that?
I don't.
You're my work wife, okay? I would like something.
News to me. Okay, well, we got to talk about this because it's a conversation of, is this guy an evil genius or is he just plain lazy? Okay. There's a clip going around on TikTok from some dude podcast. It's like three dudes. It's called Class or Trash. If that gives you any indication of what this is going to be like. So this guy is like, I am going to give you the best tip you have ever heard. He's talking to married guys, but I feel like this could go for any guys in a relationship. He says that you need to find a flower shop in your area close to where you live. Go to the flower shop and introduce yourself. Meet the owner. Get comfortable with them. Give them your credit card information along with a list of dates. Your partner's birthday, your anniversary, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, whatever. Then you say, I'm comfortable with you surprising me 3 times a year, 5 times a year, however many times you want to order flowers. I don't need to know about it, though. Here's the type of flowers my wife likes. You have a $150 spending limit of a bouquet and vase and whatever. You have my address. Don't call. Just charge my card. Get them to the house to surprise my wife. He even suggested giving them your nickname for your wife so that it sounds like it came from you.
Okay.
There's always, like, you know, the little card that they they fill out for you. So it can be like baby doll, I love you so much, or whatever, schnookums or whatever. And he says he's been doing this for years. His wife has no idea, but then she is guaranteed to receive flowers on a number of holidays throughout the year, and he doesn't have to remember to do it.
As Z102.9's biggest hopeless romantic in the building, I will say, I love this.
Really? I thought for sure you'd be like, lazy.
No, and I know it might sound lazy, but we're still getting flowers. I'm still getting appreciated. And you put the effort at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? How come it's down lazy after that? He put in the effort. He knew the dates. He said, do this. I think you've already showed me you can do the effort. I would not be mad whatsoever.
So if you found out for the last
10 years.
10 years. Every single holiday that the flowers you've gotten, he really had no part in, except that his card's just on file.
No, I wouldn't be mad. Again, he put in the effort on day one. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I think you'd be like, who wrote the card then? Who is she?
Is that the other woman that signed it?
There she is. She came out.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I really think that Netflix and Peacock and Hulu and all those streaming services really need to take very detailed notes of what the Hallmark streaming channel's doing.
What? I can't believe
like,
you're still...
crappy
what are you
movie.
Still watching? I thought you did the Christmas thing and then you're like, okay, this is it. This is done.
I don't think I'm ever going to cancel.
Oh my God.
Here's the deal. I signed up for an account and with that, you get like all these cool benefits. And one of them was that I get a free card every month. Like I can go to the store and I get a free card for $2.99 or less. Okay? That sold me. I love a card. Have you ever bought a card? They're expensive. Stupid.
Yeah, you're right.
But apparently, I've been getting all sorts of coupons, okay? When I checked on Friday, I had not only a $5 off $10 that expired on the 25th. I had another $5 off of $10 on that expires on the 31st. Then I had $5 on top of that for just streaming and watching things. Mm-hmm. So I had $15 off. They were all stackable. Ah, my heroes. And I just had $15 off in store. It was great. I think Netflix and Hulu and all those other like streaming platforms should pair up with stores and offer coupons, offer like, okay, if you stream for 200 hours, you get $10 off at the big box stores, whatever.
Oh, I agree. Especially because like, for example, I'm going to talk about it. Stranger Things, right?
Uh-huh.
They had a bunch of like specific merchandise. Uh-huh. They had like a Doritos collab, like uh-huh. the most random stuff. So because I watched it all in one night, I feel like I should get something for free. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's like, remember when we were kids and we would get cereal and it would come with like a free spoon inside?
What?
You didn't.
You got excited about a spoon?
Yes. Imagine it's like the amount of hours you stream Stranger Things. Oh, you got a free t-shirt from Netflix, you know? You would get so many people to stream for stupid amount of times. Hello, am I just speaking stupidness over here?
Well, it's hard to get past the Hallmark thing because immediately I'm like, she's 85. I get the hype around heated
she is rewinding over there.
She's
what was
nervous.
That?
Heated rivalry. Okay.
She's still heated from it, apparently.
Spicy.
I have no idea what this is. It's spicy?
Very much so.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of people on the internet talking about
it. So do not watch at work.
Right. Definitely.
Can you imagine your boss walks in and whatever is going on?
That would be a really interesting conversation to follow. It's one of those types of shows where it's like, whoa, okay, they really went there. So I, like I said, I've seen it. It's been viral and I've wanted to watch it. And I decided I would watch it on Saturday when my boyfriend Curly was at work. I'm like, this is a show that I just need to watch on my own. You know uh-huh, what I mean? This uh-huh. is just going to be me time. However, if you don't know, Curly's brother lives in the basement of where we live.
By choosing, by the way. They didn't just stuff him down there.
He's willingly living there. Okay.
Sounds like you have a dead body in your basement.
No, he's very much alive, very much alive. So I was upstairs Saturday and his brother was downstairs. He did not work. So the two of us are in the house mm-hmm. together, but separate. I was like, okay, I'm going to start this show. However, when he comes up for lunch, I'm like, do I pause the show? And then he's going to be like, was she watching that she feels like she needs to pause when I come upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Or do I let it and risk the fact that there's going to be, you know,
spice,
unspeakable things happening on the screen because it's a spicy show. I couldn't decide. I think I did it. I did both. One of the times I risked it and was like, I just hope nothing crazy happens on screen. Or the other time I did pause it and I felt like, oh my God, he probably thinks I'm doing something so weird.
As somebody who enjoys watching these types of shows.
Of course. I'm surprised you haven't. Actually.
You know what? You have your hand, your fingy, your thumb on the power button for the TV, ready to go at any moment you think you hear something.
Shut it off?
Yes. And then have TikTok already on your phone that as soon as you unlock it, it's already like, nah, 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 nah. You know, things are happening.
I don't like how good you are at this. What are you watching at home that you're hiding?
That's what I said. A lot of spicy things. Hey. Just 20 minutes. That's all I had this morning to work up a sweat. 20 minutes. I was running so far behind today, just trying to get ready for work and making breakfast and things like that. I only had 20 minutes to go to the gym.
And so but
we
you
hit,
did?
Yeah, we hit it up on the way before we dropped me off at work.
Wow.
But 20 minutes. And I was like, I have to remember. It was so quick, I almost forgot to get a photo because I wanted to talk about it in Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's our private Facebook group that everybody's posting about their sweaty fitness journey, however that looks for them, to what they're eating that's healthy or options or things like that. And I'm going to post in there about, you know, hey, 20 minutes. Even if you got just 20 minutes, I made it work.
Dude, I've been feeling that, especially when it's so cold out. I really don't want to leave my house. So recently, even if I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym because I'm too cold, but I want to do something, I've been into just like YouTubing on my bedroom floor. That's probably what I'm going to do tonight because I know my boyfriend Curly wants to take the day off. So I may do just a little... Well, abs on the bedroom floor, and you know what? It counts.
No, I agree, because I didn't want to go to the gym so early because I didn't want to start the car, then just to go, and then come back, you know, things like that. I was like, let's just hit it on the way. It might only be 20 minutes, but we're going to hit it on the way.
But it still counts, it 100%. Does.
Anything counts with Those Girls Sweat Squad. You could post your sweaty fitness journey, however that looks. You could ask questions, make friends. It's all happening in Those Girls Sweat Squad.
Search Those Girls Sweat Squad. It is a private group, but if you hit request to join, we will get you in the next couple of minutes.
I don't even want to talk about this because you're already judging me. No, go on. I think the whole Z102.9 listeners in Eastern Iowa need to hear the thoughts that go on in your head.
I don't even want to hear from you because I have listened to so many stupid Taylor Swift theories that never came true. I mentioned earlier.
I think I've said I've cried Reputation.
A million times.
Yeah.
I feel that way about Stranger Things, along with part of the internet who still believes in Conformity Gate or something more to come. Episode 9. I know producer Ben's on my side, so you shut your mouth right there. I know I could. I have one ally in this building.
The rest of us think you're crazy.
I mentioned that I feel something is going to be announced during the Super Bowl, which
your stomach probably just hurts. You probably ate something too spicy. I'm feeling something.
No, I'm feeling it because I've seen people on the internet say it, so obviously it's true. B, I had an epiphany. Okay, so I got myself a little Stranger Things sweatshirt and my boyfriend Curly a water bottle around Christmas time.
Okay. Like
maybe a week or two before when I was getting stocking stuffers. They had tons of Stranger Things stuff at Target, okay? And I remember it was pretty picked over, obviously, because it was very popular. But on the end cap, I noticed they had Stranger Things like / NFL apparel, which I was like, that's really weird. It was the NFL, you know, like emblem.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of NFL or National Football League, it said Stranger Things. So I'm like, that's a really weird crossover. There's no football in the show. That just doesn't make any sense. And I just like walked by, let it be, whatever. Now, in hindsight, we're all still here waiting patiently, please God, for something to come out. And I'm like, what if that was a clue? Because who the heck ever thought Stranger Things and NFL would do something together?
You came up with that clue or you saw that on the internet?
Oh, it was a combination of context clues on the internet plus what I saw at Christmas
time. I mean this in the most respectful way of destroying you. Do you honestly think that this is going to be announced at Super Bowl? Have you seen the commercial prices? They're like $2 billion.
We're talking Netflix, bro.
And Netflix is going to waste $2 million to be like, surprise.
To resurrect what was the worst season ending to a show ever?
I think they would do so much more just by posting on their own app saying new episode coming Tuesday, whatever. Why spend $2 million?
Because everybody thinks that the Duffer Brothers are stupid and incompetent.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
How you doing?
Fine.
I meant with your New Year's resolution.
Oh, great, because I didn't make one.
I knew you
did. Suckers.
But you, listening, how you doing? How's that New Year's resolution? You wanted to save money, but you went to the store last night? Or you want to eat healthier, hit the gym more? Where you been? And no, I'm not just dogging on you because, like, what have I been doing?
I'm like, okay, miss.
It's not too late to start your New Year's resolution. And that's kind of tonight's trivia question. 14% of people want to cut this out for 2026.
Ooh.
My haters.
I was going to say, how positive. This is such a positive thinking. But maybe it's for the good. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Happening to work? Can I just be a stay-at-home cat mom?
Was on my list last year.
We'll try again.
I just need to try again this year.
14% of people want to cut this out for 2026. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
The question tonight, 14% of people want to cut this out for 2026. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 2372 said soda.
I tried that once. I'm never trying it again. I can't do it. It's too hard for me.
I know. I went through a phase. I feel like in high school, I did not drink pop, not even because I was like trying to, but I don't know if I could do it now.
Mm-mm.
I love it, especially with like dinner. That's really the only time that I drink soda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go without it. I'd be a horrible person. Oh, wait, I already...
Oh, snap.
Just kidding. Leanne said toxic ex. I want just toxic people in your life.
A toxic relationship.
Yeah, I got way too many.
Yeah.
One by one, I'm going to cut every single one of you out.
Snap.
And you know who you are.
Oh, snap.
Taylor's like, is it me? No, you're fine. You're fine.
I'm the opposite of toxic.
That's normally what a toxic person would say. You're fine, though. You're not one of them. I'll keep your phone number.
Okay, the more you keep saying it, the less that I'm convinced. Like, why are you over-explaining?
Yeah, you usually do over-explain when you're, like, lying.
She got nervous just now.
Move on to the guest now.
Okay, 35, 44 said alcohol. You know what I've been seeing is that apparently our, like, generation is less and less into alcohol.
Yeah.
Which I totally...
Millennial or Gen Z? Because I guess you're Gen Z.
I think it's technically Gen Z, but you're, like, right up there. That people are just, like, not... They're with the rise of mocktails.
Oh, yeah.
And just not, I don't know, not wanting to drink as much. I thought it was just me getting old.
Yeah. I notice I don't drink as much as I used to, especially, like, in college. I mean, right? It was, like, every excuse. To have a beer or 5 o'clock vodka or whatever. It's Hawkeye vodka, right? Every second. Now I'm like, I can't even tell you the last time I had alcohol.
Special occasion, and then I pay for it for days after. One glass of wine and your girl feels like dog doo-doo.
Tonight's trivia question. 14% of people want to cut this out for 2026. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, 14% of...
People.
I couldn't find my question. People want to cut this out in 2026. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Hoarding. They want to cut out hoarding in 2026.
I'm looking at you.
I know. I have a problem. I knew you would look at me.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Do I have a decent amount of crap and is my closet always packed to the brim? 100%. But not even, what, an hour ago, you were talking about just wanting to buy anything and everything that has a weenie dog on it.
Yes. I know I have a problem.
Well, I guess that's first step is admitting you have a problem.
Second step is actually putting in the work.
AKA swiping your card at three stores tonight.
Yeah!
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.